Matthew 7:12 in the Message. Here's a simple rule of thumb guide for behaviour. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you and then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and the prophets and this is what you get. We're back to the golden rule again. What you want others to be and do for you, be that to them first. This could be said to be the sum of everything that Jesus has taught. The law of sowing and reaping, how you conduct yourselves with others, leading by example, it's all in there. Don't withhold from those around you that which you can give to aid them. Don't return reviling for reviling, putting the other guy first. Martin Luther said of this verse, "You are your own Bible. What people see of you, what they read by your behaviour, tells them what your father is like." Oof. On a good day, perhaps, but when I have a bad day, this pulls us up, you know, to something higher. But then he always does that. He's constantly calling us up higher, no matter how high we think we are already. And if we have such thoughts, it's a sure sign that we're not where we think we are. Seriously. 2 Corinthians 10:12 in the NIV. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they aren't wise. We do well to remember how he sees us and to reach for that. It's my perception of you that must govern your life. I am your inheritance and you're mine. My glory is what I want you to experience. You were chosen with all foreknowledge to live a life blameless before me. Accept that you are accepted. Heaven is open. Your response releases my provision. Live in the yes of your God. I created you to fully belong to me. My presence will reveal and provide everything you need. Live in me. It's done. It's done. It's done. I love every connection I have with you. My glory is what I want you to experience. Graham Cook again. He wants us to experience his glory. Now, what exactly is that? The glory of God is the goodness of God. God is good. So that's what we must set our sights on, being like him, good, perfect, mature in our thoughts and actions. It's all summed up in that little phrase, do to others as you would have them do to you. Easiest to hear, the most difficult to put into practice. Someone's just been unkind to you. What are you going to do? Give like for like or respond in the opposite spirit? This is where it's all been heading, beloved. I leave you with that thought.